welcome to our program. Today we continue in the book of Judges. We'll be in Judges chapter 6. In Judges chapter 6, verse number 1, we read, "The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years." They did evil. That phrase is in the Bible 20 times. What do you have to do to commit evil? Well, you need to look at it in its context in order to know when you see one of those 20 times where it talks about evil. And it needs to be looked at in the light of the context in which it appears. Here, it has to do with God's people making a choice, and a choice is the act of making a decision when faced with two or more possibilities. And they had the possibility there before them to obey God and do what he said, or do that which was right in their own eyes. Unfortunately, again and again, they did that which was right in their own eyes, and they paid dearly for it. Listen to this message and song. It's a very good one. "Each step I take," we're all taking steps each day that are leading us closer home.
"Each step I take, my Savior goes before me, and with his loving hand he leads the way. And with each breath I whisper, I adore thee. Oh, what joy to walk with him each day. Each step I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground he ever leads me on. Until someday the last step will be taken, each step I take just leads me closer home. At times I feel my faith begin to waver, when up ahead I see a chasm wide. It's then I turn and look up to my Savior. I am strong when he is by my side. Each step I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground he ever leads me on. Until someday the last step will be taken, each step I take just leads me closer home. I trust in God no matter come what may, for life eternal is in his hand. He holds the key that opens up the way that will lead me to the promised land. Each step I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground he ever leads me on. Until someday the last step will be taken, each step I take just leads me closer home. Until someday the last step will be taken, each step I take just leads me.
If we were going to describe the book of Judges in one word, that one word would be failure. They failed because of their disobedience. Now, partial obedience is disobedience. The Bible says it is better to obey than to sacrifice. That story is found back in 1 Samuel chapter number 15, when God said, "Saul has turned back from following me and hath not performed my commandments." In verse number 13, we read, "Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, Blessed be thou of the Lord, I have performed the commandments of the Lord. And Samuel said, What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear?" They were to kill all of those enemies, including their animals, but they saved their animals. Partial obedience is disobedience. Well, 1 Samuel 15:20, Saul said unto Samuel, "Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites." Well, here's that verse 22. Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Well, no, he said, "No, I don't believe you, Saul," said to Samuel, and doesn't matter that God said it either. He said, "No, I've obeyed the voice of the Lord." I think we're very guilty of that in this day in which we are living because of two things that are found here in this book. Number one, they didn't have any spiritual leadership. And number two, they did that which was right in their own eyes. Well, as you get through the book of Judges in chapter 1, there's a long list of Canaanites that they failed to eliminate. And in 1 Corinthians 15:33, the Bible says, "Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners." Now, that word communications means an association with people. An association with evil will corrupt good manners. Now, that word manners doesn't mean to say you'll say thank you and please and all that. It means the manner in which we do things. And so when we're going to associate with the wrong people, the manner in which we do things will be affected. Judges chapter 2 goes on to prove that they adopted their cultural practices of the enemy, and they also adopted their religious practices. And so first of all, we see the book of Judges is disobedience and then defeat. The Bible says in Psalm 106 verse 13, "They soon forgot his works, and they waited not for his counsel." Verse 34, "They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their works." That is, they did what they did, their cultural practices and their religious practices. Well, we've seen before in the scriptures that God waits for our action and then he reacts accordingly. And so God's reaction, verse 41, "He gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand." Now, the same thing is true today. We'll listen to that still small voice of the Holy Spirit, or "They that hate us will rule over us, and we'll be brought into subjection under their hand." All you got to do is see what's going on in the world today, and that's exactly where we're heading as Christians today. So we see disobedience, we see their defeat, but God gave them some direction here in the form of judges, and we need to understand that these judges were regional political leaders. There's not much spirituality in any of them. As a matter of fact, the only one that mentions anything spiritual about is Othniel. And then we have Ehud and Shamgar and Deborah and Gideon and Jephthah and Samson. And it goes from bad to worse. The worst one of the whole list was Samson. And we'll see that when we get to looking at the story of Samson here in the book of Judges. So we have disobedience, defeat. We have direction from God as far as how to do things physically so they wouldn't be under bondage like they were. And there we see their dilemma, which is a difficult situation or problem that they had. The reason was Judges chapter 17 and verse number 6. In those days, number 1, there was no king in Israel. Number 2, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Now, when it mentions the king here, you remember that Israel never had a king as such until the end of the book of Judges. And then 1 Samuel, we get the story where they got, after Samuel came on the scene, then Israel had their kings. Well, when it's talking about kings here, it's talking about leadership, specifically spiritual leadership, which was the Levites. The Levites, as you look in Numbers, the book of Numbers, they're mentioned 60 times. The book of Joshua, they're mentioned 14 times, not so many. Get the book of Judges, and there's nothing said about the Levites except one unnamed Levite who was a total disaster when it comes to doing things spiritually. And we find that story at the end of the book. All right, so we're going to get into Judges chapter 6 here this morning for a few minutes. And we read in Judges 6 in verse number 1, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. Now, they did evil. The people chose to do evil. That's a choice. We are free to make our choices, but we are not free to choose the consequences. And so in Judges chapter 2 and verse number 11, it says the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. 3 and 7, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. 3:12, the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. Judges 4 and 1, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. Judges 6 and 1, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. 10 and 6, and the children of Israel again did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And Judges 13 and 1, the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. The Lord at that time delivered them into the hands of the Philistines. Now, as we said, they made their choices. They made their choices. Well, back in the days of Joshua, they said, Joshua said to them in 24:15, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so it's, he said here, choose who ye will serve. And the people said in 21 of Joshua 24, nay, but we will serve the Lord. Oh, really? Was this just some kind of an emotional response rather than a real serious spiritual response? In Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1, we read, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. We also read that we are to be proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And so back then they made their choice. The Bible says they needed to do that. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Today in this age, we make our choice. We will either present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Lord, or we will not. We will prove what is acceptable unto the Lord, or we will not. Remember, a choice is the act of making a decision when faced with two or more possibilities. Well, there's consequences when we choose wrong. Judges chapter 6 and verse 1, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. Well, it's not working out too great for these people back in the age of the judges here, and it's not going to work out too great for us when we choose to go against the will of God. Back in Judges chapter 6 and verse number 2, it says, the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them dens, which are in the mountains, and caves, and strongholds. Verse number 3 says, and so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them when Israel had sown. Now there's a play on words here. It's really actually talking about when the crops came, then came the Midianites and took everything. But we also have a spiritual application, because the Bible says, whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. So they had sown to the flesh, and so the Midianites came up, the Amalekites, and their enemies came, and it says in verse 4, they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till thou come unto Gaza, and left no substance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. Well, everything we do is based on the choices that we make. We should not blame our parents or blame people or blame the environment. No, everything we do is based on the choices that we make. Proverbs 1:29 says, for they that hated knowledge did not choose the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 1:31, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own ways and be filled with their own devices. Well, in Judges chapter 6, verse number 5, it says, for they, that is the enemy, came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitudes, for both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. Once again, choices and consequences. A consequence is the result of making a decision when we're faced with two or more possibilities. And so God said in Deuteronomy 30, verse number 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Back in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 through 12, God gave them the instructions. He said, now these are the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess. I'm teaching you so that you might do them, he said. Then he said, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do, that it may be well with thee. Verse number 6, he said, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Well, there's not too much of that going on today. We said that there was no leadership. There was no spiritual leadership in the land at that time. The Levites were off the scene, and the fathers who were commanded to teach their children diligently when they sit in the house weren't doing it either. Just like today, you're going to sit in the house, you're going to diligently watch trash on TV, but you don't have time to bring up your children in the ways of the Lord. That's where we are again. The only thing we learn from history is we don't learn from history. We're doing it all just like they did it again and again. He said back in Deuteronomy 6 and verse number 11, beware, he said, and that when you have houses of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which you didn't dig, he said, then beware that lest thou forget the Lord that brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt. And so it is. Materialism. We got it today. That's one of the greatest enemies of those of us who call ourselves Christians today, is the enemy of materialism. Well, let's make this message in song our message in prayer to the Lord. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
I'm pressing on the upward way. No heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. My faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. To scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on high.